This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ooh, as for two, double pass.
It is funny that.
I missed that bit.
You never see any triple passes, do you? No. I've never seen a triple pass given away.
What happens if you're in a relationship, a three-way relationship? How are you going to choose who to take with you?
It's like, very discriminatory to people in a triple relationship.
I think the default now should be a triple pass, not a double pass, because I think there are people who are missing out, and I think it's unfair.
And if you are in one, we'd love to hear about it. 0427 Joy 949.
Or if you're in a two relationship and you'd like a third to join you, again, let us know on air at joy.org.au.
You'd be happy to be that person.
Oh, it depends on the couple, doesn't it? Gracious indeed. It's Ellie Goulding from right here on Backseat S&M on Joy 94.9.
I like Ellie. I can't wait to see her in May if I can find my tickets.
Are they old-fashioned paper tickets?
They are old-fashioned paper tickets. But what I don't like is having to buy tickets to an event 9 months before it happens.
Oh,
so there's a very good chance that in 9 months I'm going to lose these tickets.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, actually, yes.
And in saying that, I actually don't remember where I put them, so I may or may not be going.
Oh, I could have hate that. Oh, you poor bugger. Well, at least you've got an idea of... At least you've got them. At least you can maybe possibly go back and ask for more. Retrieve them.
Seeing as I don't delete emails and have thousands and thousands of emails, there's the good thing about not deleting from your email box.
There you go. Exactly right. We've also got a lovely man by the name of Taylor coming in after 5 o'clock.
We do.
And he's a very pretty man, and I'm quite excited.
You're excited.
To meet him.
You're jumping in your seat, aren't you?
I'm always happy when. Do you know what? This is the thing, right? I'm a little bit starstruck at times. This is like I am really excited to meet these people who I look at on a television or I hear, and it's like, oh, fam, I actually get to meet them. Like, and it's really exciting, and I like that, and that's the reason why. And he's a good-looking man, which is, that's like a secondary reason. It's not the only reason, but it's one of them.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. So he's coming in after 5.
He's a bit of a golden boy of Australia at the moment, isn't he?
He is. He has a brand new single out, and that's sort of going nicely, and he's, you know, his last one, even though it didn't win, did he win X Factor?
Even though he didn't
win it, his single was still like climbing up the charts.
Exactly, and I think coming second is the new coming first, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing, right? Lots of people like to come second. You know, that's the way they like to work, and I think that's a good thing. You know, I don't mind it. I'm happy to come second at times. I have no problem with that at all. You are, and it's on. Thanks to S&M here on Joy 94.9, and I think it's time for some more music while we have a chance. Just to relax. But we need some help with people who can do stuff, mainly if you know stuff, because Joy's Trivia Night or afternoon is coming up on the 6th of April, and we would love to be able to have some people help us win the big trophy that is up for grabs, which is just outside the studio. It's a beautiful glittery number, oh, of course it's Joy, with a great big disco ball on top, so everyone can have fun with the trophy. You can hang it up from the ceiling, and it's a good night out for you.
That's right, and you don't have to be smart in a particular field, because the questions would be so random. And as an example, I'm the sort of person who leaves my mobile on the car roof, my wallet on the car roof, as it was found by the Altona police not long ago.
Correct.
Yet I still made it onto Who Wants to Be a Millionaire last year. So you don't, you can still be an idiot and get into trivia.
How far did you get on Millionaire?
I got my first three questions right.
Uh-huh.
And then I passed.
Yeah.
And then I came back. Finally, it actually wasn't funny. My plan was to pass on that question.
Yes.
And then come back later on in the competition.
Yeah, as you normally would, yes.
Now, what happened was everybody after me got their questions wrong and I was back in the hot seat at $1,000.
No.
So, so my plan was ruined and I got my question wrong.
Ruined. Mm. Just like the microphone next to you that just fell off its hook.
Exactly.
So, we would love you to be part of it.
Yeah,
help us win the trophy, because we want to beat everyone else.
I know. There's a bit of a challenge among a couple of the other shows between each other, but why not come up from behind?
And we're the new kid on the block.
I know you like that.
Maybe. We are the new kids on the block, so I think it'd be good for us.
Oh, the NKOTB.
That's exactly. Oh. But not as good looking, though. That's the difference. So we wouldn't mind taking
maybe
a claim.
Would be if we looked at pictures of them now.
Oh, no. Actually, some of them now are still looking
just
as good.
It's funny, people like that, they look just as good, 50 years down the track.
Yeah, bastards. No, it's wrong. It doesn't make me happy, but something that does
make... There's a lot of Botox and a lot of work that's gone into keeping those faces in that condition. However, I did see a photo of Luke Perry the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's someone who thankfully hasn't fallen to the hands of the surgeon and has just let himself go gracefully.
Oh, bless him. He is an asset to the community.
He is. He should be a poster child for what aging should be.
There wouldn't be any of those posters
around,
I reckon.
None of this lets preserve our faces. Speaking of which, Madonna has now... bought out a skincare line.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
She just needs to stop. It's probably more of her own embalming liquid. Because she doesn't seem to age either.
It's Mummy Madonna.
Mummy Madonna.
Straight from Cairo. Simon.
I am very rested, as you can tell.
You are.
Very rested, very relaxed. I wasn't here last week.
They're correct.
And
no,
wasn't
weren't.
Here a couple
no,
of seconds ago.
You weren't.
And so
you still
I thought,
aren't. Half the time, are
you? Well, not mentally, no. But I decided to have a bit of a holiday to Malaysia.
Oh, you're lucky.
And
thing.
One thing that didn't work in my favour is the fact that a plane went missing a couple of days before before I was due to fly
there
out.
There was some drama with that.
There was a small amount of drama, yes.
Yeah.
So it was a very quiet flight over there. Whenever there was a bit of turbulence, everybody shut up.
Yep.
And look, there was a lot of security at the airport.
Very good.
There was a lot of screening, a lot of checking of passports, the way that it should be over there.
Excellent.
Very unlike the before time over there.
It's amazing how these sorts of things can ramp stuff up. Sometimes
Indeed.
It's for the
Indeed.
Good. Sometimes it's good. And yes. Sometimes it's just overreacting.
Indeed. Indeed.
So you get it both. But how long were you OS for?
I was in Malaysia for a week.
Oh.
So it was only a quick over there and back, but just enough to go and soak myself on the sunny beaches of Langkawi for a few days and then go to KL for a few days. Now, when in KL, I decided to go to the Batu Caves.
Oh, yeah.
And the caves are, you've basically got this stairway, which looks like a stairway to heaven.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
nice.
Which realistically to me, with my level of fitness, was a staircase to hell.
Oh, nice.
So
that's good.
Even though there was an ascent, it was basically a descent of my health as I was going up. It was quite a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of these wild monkeys, and there's probably, I don't know, 100 of them buzzing around through the stairs.
Yeah.
And I felt like a bit... I'm not normally a diva in those sort of situations.
Uh-huh.
I'll embrace it and I don't mind it. But monkeys just scare me a little bit.
You're not very happy with monkeys, are you?
No. And I'd never wanted hand sanitizer so much in my life when I was there. However... climbing up these stairs, the monkeys would sit on the railing and they'd stare at you as you go past.
That'd freak me out.
And they'd look at what's in your hand. So if you've got bags of something, they'll be on you and they'll run after you. And so there's a lot of screaming of people, and which is amusing when it's not yourself.
Were you part of that screaming collection of people?
Not on the way up.
Right, yeah.
But on the way down. We got to the bottom and there's this massive monkey. It was just huge. And it was sitting on the railing. It was like a monkey bar kind of railing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's maybe where they got the name
maybe.
From.
Maybe.
So
you're intelligent.
Oh, look.
You should write a book.
We'll
look.
We will talk about the Tribune night soon.
Oh, okay. Yes, good.
Right.
Yes.
So anyway, this monkey sitting there, and I thought, I really want to get a photo of that monkey, right?
Okay.
So my partner and I, we've gone really close with our phone to this monkey, only within an arm's reach of this monkey. And then all of a sudden, it's opened its legs, right? And out has flopped these... two human-sized balls, right? And we have just gasped and I've just gone like that laughing. But that noise has set the monkey off, right? Then all of a sudden, you see this And the monkeys, the teeth come out of the monkey and it's ready to jump. And you know what? I could probably handle a small monkey, but that big monkey, there was two girly screams as we ran backwards as far as we could into other people.
I have never heard of you screaming like a girl when some testicles are flopped out in front of you. I've never, ever, ever. In all of these years of knowing you, I've never known you to shy from a set of a scrotum just falling out like that in front of you.
One thing I did manage, well, I didn't capture, my partner got it, was the photo of the monkey as it spread its legs. So now we have got that photo on our Facebook page. If you'd like to go along and give us a like.
Excellent.
You know, we like to be liked.
Yeah, lots of
and,
likes.
So how can
that's
they find us on Facebook?
facebook.com/smjoy949.
Awesome.
That way we can be anywhere, anytime, it won't matter.
Yes, so there's a lovely photo of a monkey with a big pear on a rail there just for you to brighten up your Monday afternoon.
You are with Simon and Michael here on Backseat S&M on Joy 94.9, and I'm just swooning at the moment.
You are. Simon, it takes a lot for you to go quiet.
It
I was
going
to say shut up, but...
you are so mean to me.
But for you so to stop for a moment and admire a photo...
This would have to be one of... Now, I've seen Pretty in the Flesh today, okay? I'm not talking at you. I've seen Pretty in the Flesh, and now I'm seeing Pretty on the screen, a lovely... Oh, beautiful. Look at that. Look at those teeth, and look at the eyes, and it's lovely hair, and... I just want to, like, squish him. Grab him.
This is the newest internet sensation.
I know. He deserves
His name is Russell Adams.
Russell.
Oh, you're
Captain.
Your heart's aflutter, isn't it?
Captain
Russell Adams.
Captain.
Yeah, so he's currently... doing some form of management in the search for debris with the RAAF with the aeroplane.
That RAF boy can come and rescue me any day of the week.
I'm just going to scroll up and down.
Yeah.
If you'd like to have a look at those
photos. Him holding his binoculars. Look at that pensive look. He's in the distance. Look at those eyes. I just want to reach out and grab him.
We are going to put some pictures up on our Facebook page, I think.
SMJoy949, mate. And so does Callum. Callum also has just popped up saying he's gorgeous. He is gorgeous. I think we should share with the world because I think it's unfair that only we can see it right
now. Can I make a prediction?
You mate.
This guy is going to be placed in movies. If he's not modelling by the end of the year, he will be in movies. He looks like a Hemsworth.
He could model anything. Okay, I'm happy to take his uniform off and help him to model anything he likes. I don't mind what it is. I'm happy to help. Like he is beautiful, and I think it's a waste.
I've never seen you like this.
I'm a flutter. I think it's a waste that he's over. I can't touch it.
He's doing an important job.
Good, and I think his next important job is saving me. Come look for me, Captain. Come look for me, Russell Adams. I'm here. I'm waiting. I'm looking for you. I've got my arms waving and everything.
Yeah. So if you would like to have a look at the photos that Michael's swooning to, you can Google Russell Adams.
No. Go to facebook.com/smjoy949. Give us about 30 seconds and he'll be on there.
You'll be on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely on that.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.